because of the most direct route towards the Houston area.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Artificial intelligence may be the technology of the future, but is it a threat to humanity, or could it spark the next chapter of American innovation and dominance? All this week, the Fox News Rundown podcast takes a closer look at the rise of AI. Each day on the podcast, we will be joined by experts, Fox News digital reporters, and special guests as we ask about the possibilities and dangers of AI. Listen and download at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
As that manhunt for a killer goes on in Texas, there's a growing concern about a growing surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally this month when the Title 42 COVID policy that had blocked some from entering expires.
Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez said on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, the effects are already being felt.
Now what you're seeing is places 100, 150 miles from the border are just as overwhelmed as if they were on the Rio Grande themselves.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, appearing Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, described what will happen if a family arrives at the border seeking asylum once Title 42 ends.
If they make a claim for relief, we will adjudicate that claim for relief swiftly.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A surge in auto theft has New York City trying something new.
With nearly 4,500 cars stolen so far this year, about 500 devices donated by a police nonprofit will be handed out. Mayor Eric Adams calls the devices an amazing piece of ingenuity. The AirTag is placed inside a vehicle in a place the person is not aware of. The NYPD posting a video demonstrating how they're used to track a stolen vehicle and are encouraging all drivers to go out and buy the AirTags on their own. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, the defending champs advance.
Curry with Murray on him. Three-pointer. Puts it in! Oh, Steph Curry from way downtown!
Steph Curry scored 50 points, the most ever in an NBA playoff Game 7, leading Golden State past Sacramento 120-100 on ABC. The Warriors will play the Lakers next. In Game 1 of Round 2 in the East, the Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks 108-101. In hockey's playoffs, the team with the best regular season record in history is out. The Boston Bruins lost in Game 7 in overtime, beaten by the Florida Panthers 4-3. The NHL's defending champion Avalanche also out. Seattle KO'd Colorado 2-1 in Game 7. The Kraken win their first playoff series ever. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:05. News Radio 92.3. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 64 degrees here in Pensacola. Former area contractor Matthew Banks back in jail. Record showing Banks had his bond revoked Friday. He was booked back into the Escambia County Jail, again being held now without bond. Banks was previously indicted on 4 charges. He'd been released on $155,000 bond. Channel 3 reporting he was in court for a hearing on Friday. That is when the bond was revoked, and so far there's no word on exactly why that change was made. Banks is facing allegations of fraud and destroying evidence. Prosecutors say he stole over $5 million from hundreds of victims by taking money for work that was never completed and sometimes never even started on their homes. 2 underwater robotics teams from schools here in Pensacola took first place in competitions over the weekend. Those contests involving marine renewable energy, monitoring water quality, ecosystem health. And they competed in 3 different challenge classes. The teams were Aquabotics from Tyndall Academy. They took first place in the Navigator Challenge class, and the Crewbotics team from Pensacola Catholic High School. They took first in the Range Challenge class, and there were over 20 teams represented from 3 different states in that contest. Well, learning can be difficult for many children, especially if they have a learning disability such as dyslexia, which can severely affect their reading and their writing skills. One area woman working to expand resources for those children, Channel 3 reporting Janice Ledbury has designed a new tutoring program specifically for kids that are dyslexic. She says her daughter is severely dyslexic and was really helped by this program. She's hoping to open a dyslexia resource center in the area. And if you would like to know more about her program, you can learn more at keytutoringresources.com. Well, the Florida legislative session is expected to end this coming Friday. House Speaker Paul Renner says he's proud of all the work they've done, like passing the 6-week abortion ban, transgender health care, affordable housing, school vouchers, and of course, permitless carry.
Anybody that is a gun owner and uses guns knows that safety comes first. So I think that's important, but it's not required.
And the biggest obstacle that they'll be facing this week is passing a balanced budget. Of course, that's required by the state constitution. Governor DeSantis recommending a $114 billion budget, which would have to be ready tonight, maybe tomorrow at the latest. Florida has a 72-hour cooling off period, requiring the budget to be in lawmakers' hands for 3 days before a final vote. It is 5:08 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It's going to be a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming near 81 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. Beautiful weather will continue into your Tuesday with a high near 83. Plenty of sunshine. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Another sunny day in store for Wednesday with a high near 83. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. 64 right now in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, and 60 in Milton. Our next news at 5:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at NewsRadio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Mr. Chair, under Section 2, items from the superintendent. Item A is a delete charter contract with Charter Schools USA for Warrenton Middle School. Item B, add performance agreement charter between the School Board of Escambia County, Florida and Renaissance Charter School Incorporated.
All right, so if you decided that the best thing to do with your Friday morning was tune into 2.5 hours of wasted time, and not quite wasted time, it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but let's just say you ever been in one of those meetings where it goes for like an hour and a half and you're like, that could have been 10 minutes. That's basically what happened on Friday. 2.5 hours could have been 20 to 30 minutes. Easy. And it wasn't. It was much longer than that. And if you tuned into the Escambia County School District meeting about Warrenton Middle School, remember today is the deadline. They have to figure something out by today, whether they're going to close that school or charter it. Charter Schools USA, as you heard there, the clerk reading, you know, delete the Charter Schools USA proposal and put in Renaissance. And I guarantee that every single one of us who's been paying attention to this is watching this or had seen the backup beforehand. And we're like, what the what? What is Renaissance? Where did they come from? Who is this organization? And what's the details? Well, being as the school board's prime job is to oversee education, they didn't teach us the answer to this at all. For an hour and a half, they go on and on and on and on about all these things. And then finally, they take a comfort break. I mean, people go potty. And they come back from the comfort break, and all of a sudden, Chair Paul Fetzko's like, you know, it occurs to me that maybe people aren't quite sure what Renaissance is because we keep talking about them, and then we keep talking about Charter Schools USA. Maybe we should explain that.
We're going to start off by having Ms. Odom explain to people, because there's been some questions in the from the audience and elsewhere, that the contract, the language on this agenda says a contract with Renaissance, but we keep talking about Charter Schools USA. So, Ms. Odom, if you could clarify what that is.
Now, he could have done it himself. He's the board chair. But, okay, Ellen Odom, she kind of took the lead in this meeting because Tim Smith, the superintendent, was on remote, and she's the attorney for the school district, and she said,
charter schools in the state of Florida are generally governed by nonprofit organizations. Renaissance is a nonprofit organization that runs several charter schools in the state. They contract with Charter Schools USA to actually do the day-to-day operations. So it's kind of akin to this board would be Renaissance, and those people would be Charter Schools USA, the ones who are doing the hiring and day-to-day operations, staffing, delivery of instruction, etc.
Okay, so it's really not anything significant. It's just a matter of we're calling it that we're working with Renaissance as the employer of Charter Schools USA rather than directly with CSUSA. But seriously, like for an hour and a half in this meeting, all of us who are watching are like, what? What are they doing? And so they finally decided to explain it to us. So what's the main idea? Well, remember, there because Warrington's been failing since 2012, 13, I forget, right in that vicinity. DRF, it's been in turnaround this whole time, and it's not gotten there. We finally gotten to this place where basically the choices are close the school and send all of those kids to Bailey on the west side, or to I always want to forget the one that's on the east side, that's on right next to the high school. I'll think of it in a second. Anyway, one of those two schools, because the other alternatives are not available. Okay, the other alternatives don't work because either they're already in a failing position, like, you know, Bellevue is already, you can't send kids, you can't redistrict kids to a school that's not performing well, and Bellevue is already a D. You know, Ransom is too far away, though it's a B. Ferry Pass, you can't send them there because it would make that school, even though it's a C, would make it fall into a failing school situation. Ernest Ward's in Walnut Hill, you can't send them there even though it's a C. So you send them to Workman is the other one. It's a C. Or you send them to, you can't send them to Brown Barge, that's a magnet. Or you send them to Bailey, where that's a C. Okay? So you send them to either of these two schools, basically Bailey and Workman. We're going to split up the 500 or so kids at Warrington Middle if they go to a different school. Or... we put them under a charter school situation, and they work that way. So, first question out the gate, Paul Fetzko asks Tim Smith, what do you recommend we do?
Our only item is the performance agreement charter between the school board and Renaissance Charter. Mr. Superintendent, what is your recommendation regarding this item?
Looking for an answer, looking for an answer, looking for an answer.
Giving you a minute to unmute, sir. Mr. Superintendent, what is your recommendation regarding this item?
Looking for an answer.
Well, My recommendation on this is that, and I'd like to explain this a bit.
No. Now, hold on. Let me explain some things first. Look, part of the challenge that we're facing right now is the perception that this school board and this superintendent just can't figure out anything to do. And what we need is a leader to make a decision. And when you ask him, well, what do you think we ought to do? And he's like, just a moment. Like, come on. Here's how you do it. You say, I recommend that we continue to work with Charter Schools USA because we have one key sticking point that we cannot resolve at this point with this proposal, but I think we can get it done by Monday if we work on it. If he had done that, again, the meeting would have been 15 minutes long. And that, because that's what they did in the end. All of the four, there were like four different things that they're trying to work on that they don't totally agree, or that they're kind of, you know, but none of them matter. The only one that matters is this business of who is going to be responsible for the buildings if Charter Schools USA builds on the campus and expands and puts money into expansion and then either fails to make grade, therefore they lose the contract, or they leave or go defunct, or the school board decides to rip the carpet out from under them and take away the contract. In that case, and seriously, this is the whole issue right now. We're down to one issue. This is it. And the school board says, and the attorneys say, we can't accept that in that circumstance, we would have to buy the buildings and reimburse you, because who knows how much money that would be, $10, $20, $30 million, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, without a source of funding identified. And because it's a future board, we can't encumber a future board with these, you know, uncertainties. We just can't do this, okay? That's the whole of the issue right now. See, on the Charter Schools USA side, what they're saying is, well, our plan involves expansion. We're going to have to build in order to expand the K-5 or K-2, we're not really sure, or eventually up to K-12, we're going to have to build some buildings because y'all have been reducing the capacity at this school. It had been 1,300. It's down to 1,100 now because we got rid of the modulars, some of them. We're getting rid of a bunch of other modulars that have also, that's trailers, okay? Trailers outside. We're getting rid of some of those. So the actual capacity of this school is down to like 930, I think, is the current number, out of what had been originally 1,300 in a zone that's 1,200 kids. You know, the geography that's supposed to go into the school is 1,200 kids, but only 500 actually go there. So we don't need even 1,150 seats. Well, Charter USA says, look, we're going to build eventually. We're going to expand capacity. If we expand capacity, we don't want to put money into your campus, into buildings that belong to you, because the school, the district owns the buildings. We don't want to put money into buildings that belong to you, and then you rip the rug off from under us and take away our buildings, and then we're just out the money. We want you to promise that you're going to pay us back for those buildings, either the outstanding debt on them or the fair market value somewhere in between there. Well, as Ellen Odom says, we can't agree to do that because we don't have a funding source for that. I can't guarantee that we're going to do something where we don't have funding identified in the future. So that doesn't work. And we can't encumber a future board that way. That's not legal. So we can't promise that, right? We just can't promise you that that's going to happen. And that's the sticking point at this point. That's the only thing between them. All the other stuff about holding the school zone, Charter Schools USA says we're going to do that. It's okay. We understand now. There were some other details that don't really matter for anything because they've all kind of come to an agreement. That's the key thing. All right. That's the one thing they've got to work out. And this may surprise you, but what they decided to do was not to decide to do anything, which I laugh because you know how, like, when you give a kid a homework assignment, some kids, my wife would be this kind of kid, some kids are like the first day they're starting to work on it and they're going to be done 3 weeks before it's due. And then by the time it comes due, they've pretty much forgotten what they already did, but they did it ahead of time, right? Because that's a diligent, organized person. And then other kids are, let's say, like, I don't know, me. And, you know, you give them an assignment and it's due on May 1st. And you're like, well, what time on May 1st? You know, is that at noon? Is that at 5? Is that at midnight? When's it due? I kid you not, they had this conversation. Okay, so Monday's the deadline. But what time on Monday?
I did confirm with Senior Chancellor Adam Miller that, you know, we were given a deadline of May 1st. What does that mean? Is that the crack of dawn on May 1st? Or is it the close of business on May 1st? What does that mean? And he said no. He anticipates that if we need to meet at 11:30 on Monday evening to get this done, that will satisfy what DOE is looking
for. So we got till 11:59 tonight. And oh yeah, they're going to use up every second of that. So they're having an emergency special meeting today at noon, I think is what they eventually settled on. And they're going to work on it some more and see if they can come up with a deal. And again, on the one hand, I think it's absurd that they weren't prepared to get this done on Friday. On the other hand, I understand that they are at basically a direct impasse right now. Charter Schools USA is worried that they're going to invest and lose their money, and they don't trust this board. which, you know, if I were them, I would have concerns about trusting this board too. But in general, because they've never worked with us before. On the other side, the school board and Ellen Odom were advising them, you just can't take this deal. And so that was the hem and the haw from Tim Smith in the beginning of the meeting. Is we can work with everything here except that item, except that issue about the building, which is part of the lease. They're going to give it to them for $1 a year, the facilities. That's fine. No big deal. They're going to repair the roof. That's fine. No big deal. But it is this one issue of who pays if, and this is several years down the road, you know, like 3 or 4 years down the road if they decide to expand. So at the moment, the proposal on the table is this. Let's do the lease. Let's leave the building and the repayment for the building till a later date because it's not going to happen right now anyway. Let's just figure that out. And then hopefully today at noon, we can come to an agreement and we can finally maybe be done with all of this. That's where we're at. So, yeah, when I say this 2.5 hour meeting on Friday could have been 15 minutes and they didn't decide to decide anything, that's where we're at. Meanwhile, kids are going to school in Warrington, hoping they have a school next year. 5:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you have work to be done on your car, if you've got an import, a Beamer, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a Lexus, nice cars, you spend extra to get them, you do not have to spend extra to service them. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. You do not have to go to the dealership, and especially if it's in, you know, Mobile, across the water, with the distance and the extra price of going to a dealership, you don't have to deal with all that. Take it to Bobby Likas. Same for your runaround. You know, your domestic, any whatever car you got, okay? Diesel engines even, they work on those all the time. Bobby Likas Auto, the website, carclinicservice.com. The idea is like a healthcare clinic for your car. Preventative maintenance is their thing. Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, a 4.5 average reviews or above in 2021. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again.
Good morning, 5:26, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The civil trial involving former President Donald Trump set to resume today in New York. Writer E. Jean Carroll testified last week in a New York courtroom claiming that that Trump had raped her in a department store dressing room back in the 90s. Trump's attorneys suggest that she came forward with the allegations after 20 years in order to sell more copies of a memoir. Negotiators on both sides of the contract dispute between Rutgers University and its three faculty unions say they've now reached a tentative agreement. Yesterday, union leaders voted to approve contract language that was finalized Friday with the university. They say union members will be able to vote on that in the next few days. And a Texas congressman says the situation is only getting worse at border crossings with Title 42 set to expire. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Tony Gonzalez said the surge in illegal immigrants is already overwhelming, and not only at border towns, but even in cities more than 100 miles away. Title 42 expires on May 11th.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 527 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got bad news, sad news, and good news. Let's start with the sad news first.
Here's Reyes. He checks on the runners, and he pitches. Swinging a ground ball over his head to the second baseman. Out at first base, and the Cardinals win it 5-2. Reyes picks up the save, and the Redbirds are going to the playoffs. We'll be back with more for you after this.
You say, how could that be sad news? Cardinals going to the playoffs. Wait, it's not even playoffs time. Yeah, it's the voice you're hearing there. That's Mike Shannon, who played for the Cardinals for, I think, 9 years altogether. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he was a broadcaster for like 50 years with the Cardinals. He was with Jack Buck, that's Joe Buck's dad, before he passed away, and he just passed away over the weekend. Legendary broadcaster in St. Louis, and my voice of summer for years and years and years and years and years, and just, you know, the way he would call a home run.
And a pitch for John Jay. Here she comes. Hit it. Cardinals win this one 5-4. He hit it with the bases loaded, and the Redbirds will win this game 5-4. And they go after.
And that was always, he was always laughing and just always having a good time on the air. And, you know, just absolutely amazing. And, again, I that was not the one I wanted to play. This is the one I wanted to play.
Swing and a home run. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Oh, a grand slam home run for Yadier Molina.
Yes.
He touches them all.
Get up, get up, get up. That was his catchphrase. That's what he always said when he was calling a home run. And it's just, you know, you miss somebody. I didn't realize it was going to affect me so much, but I was almost, when I was doing show prep yesterday, I was like, keep working, keep working. It just made me so sad. On the other hand, good news, especially if you're a local fan of football.
Pope with a good kick. Durden back to return, takes it about his own 40, makes a man miss, turns it upfield, across the 50, to the 45, the 40, 35, up the 30, he's got the sideline, he's going to take it all the way, David Durden, punt return for a touchdown, only the second in school history, no laundry on the field. How about that?
How about that? David Durden, the amazing receiver for UWF, catching balls all over the place in all these different games.
Argos can get a first down if they crack inside the 10-yard line. They'll go to Mason. No, they don't. They pull it out. They fire it. Durden with a catch. One-handed into the end zone. Touchdown. His helmet comes off. Durden reached back one-handed, grabbed the football, got popped. The helmet comes off.
Unbelievable talent. David Durden has signed with the Cowboys. David Durden, a Division II. That's us, Division II, is signed with the Cowboys as an undrafted free agent. So he's going to camp, and we'll see. I mean, you never know. Okay, you never know, but man, wouldn't that be cool if we got a guy from the Argos on the Cowboys? I mean, that's just, you know, that's happy time. So I got to celebrate that a little bit. That's fantastic. It's 5:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
A couple of our local underwater robotics teams taking first place victories. We'll tell you all about it right after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's the third mid-sized bank to fail in 2 months. First Republic seized by regulators and sold to JPMorgan Chase.
JPMorgan Chase had been one of the bidders trying to buy First Republic, and they were the ones that actually got the deal done. Now, all First Republic branches are going to open today. There's 84 branches across the United States. All depositors in First Republic will have access to their money as of this morning.
Sherrick Sony with Fox Business. Dozens of homes are damaged by a tornado in Virginia Beach, and Ukraine's military reports shooting down 15 of 18 Russian missiles fired early this morning.
An official installed by Russia in an occupied area of Ukraine says some of these airstrikes targeted resources for an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive. Vladimir Rogov saying the missiles targeted railway infrastructure and fuel depots.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. There are no reports of civilian casualties in this wave of attacks. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 64 degrees. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Two underwater robotics teams from schools right here in Pensacola took first place in competitions over the weekend. Those contests involving marine renewable energy, monitoring water quality and ecosystem health. And both of those teams competed in three different challenge classes. The teams were Aquabotics from Tyndall Academy. They took first place in the Navigator Challenge class. And the Crewbotics team from Pensacola Catholic High School, who took first place in the Range Challenge class. Now, there were 20 different teams from three states that were represented in the contest. Congratulations to all of our local teams that participated. The third time was the charm for SpaceX as its Falcon Heavy rocket finally got off the ground over the weekend, blasting off from the Kennedy Space Center on Sunday, carrying a trio of communication satellites into space.
Engines full power and lift off of Viasat 3. Go Viasat, go Falcon Heavy.
The Falcon Heavy made its debut in 2018 when it launched a Tesla Roadster into orbit. It's only the second flight for this year. The two previous attempts at liftoff were scrubbed in recent days, one for weather, one for an issue that has yet to be explained by SpaceX. Two people were taken to the hospital after a water rescue on Pensacola Beach Sunday morning. Officials say two adult patients were rescued from the water 4 miles east of Park East. One of those patients was unresponsive and life-flighted to the hospital, the other taken by ambulance. There were red flags flying when the two were rescued. A search underway off of the panhandle to find a missing boater. The Coast Guard says that 59-year-old Kurt Gunther may have gone missing between Destin and Panama City. He was on a 34-foot white single-mast boat that left Destin on Sunday. The Coast Guard says he was heading towards Panama City. Last contact was made about 15 nautical miles from Destin on Saturday. Well, later this week, a rehabilitated loggerhead sea turtle is going home. The turtle, named Killian, was accidentally caught at the Navarre Beach fishing pier last year. He was taken to the Gulf World Marine Institute, where five fishing hooks were removed from his body, including one large one from his mouth. Now he's hook-free, and the turtle's been cleared for release. He'll be returned to the Gulf on Wednesday. Killian will be released at the Inlet Beach Regional Beach Access. You want to see that happen. It is 5:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
It's going to be a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming near 81 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. Beautiful weather will continue into your Tuesday with a high near 83. Plenty of sunshine. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Another sunny day in store for Wednesday with a high near 83. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 64 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 61. In Milton. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night?
Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Commitment is to bring them home. Just as I know your commitment is to continue to be in a free and fearless press. And that's what we honor tonight. This is not hyperbole. You make it possible. You make it possible for ordinary citizens to question authority. And yes, even to laugh at authority without fear or intimidation. That's what makes this nation strong.
So I agree with him about that. Can I say it this way? The White House Correspondents' Dinner happened over the weekend. Weirdest one ever. Worst one ever. Honestly, like, I was so disappointed. I'm a nerd. They call it nerd prom. I love the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I do. Every year. One of the worst casualties of the Trump administration was the White House Correspondents' Dinner because he didn't want to do it. And without the president there, it's stupid. Because the president gets up and makes fun of everybody and then gets made fun of. It's entertaining every year. It's one of the funniest things of the year. We get lots of jokes. It displaces Saturday Night Live. And it's like having an hour's worth of Weekend Update where the jokes are actually all good instead of, you know, sort of hit and miss. This was not that. The president got up and spoke, and like for 10 or 15 minutes, crazy amount of time. The first half of his speech was sincere. It was all about these journalists that are imprisoned overseas and he's working to get them out and Brittany Griner. And it's like, okay, bro, that's not the purpose of this event. I mean, I get it. He's talking about press freedom, but it was just so, and I was wondering, I know everybody else was wondering, is he ever going to get to the jokes? Because we didn't come here to watch just a speech. Nobody cares about that. I mean, we care. We pretend to care. We're really here to hear the funny and if he can be funny or not. So about halfway through the speech, he did transition a little bit.
I know a lot's changed in the press. I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of you. This is not your father's press from 20 years ago. No, I'm serious. And you all know it better than I do. But still, it is absolutely consequential and essential. After all, I believe in the First Amendment, not just because my good friend Jimmy Madison wrote it.
Oh, now he's making jokes. Now I got you. Now he's making the jokes. Jimmy Matt. Okay. So now he's making jokes. The problem now is, are they going to be funny? A lot of them were not.
A lot of ways, this dinner sums up my first 2 years in office. I'll talk for 10 minutes, take zero questions, and cheerfully walk away.
It's not as much funny as just true. Like, right. And the joke is?
I think that
hurt
too much.
Yeah, I know. I just announced my reelection campaign.
By the way, interesting reaction.
Ooh, ouch.
They're all cheering for him? Isn't that weird? Like, hey, Biden, yay!
Yeah, I know. I just announced my reelection campaign.
neutral
some
press.
Some of you scooped that I'd announced in the video. But really, you really all thought in your heart that I just blurted out, didn't you?
Okay. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The president, he had a couple of jokes. There were about three jokes he had that were genuinely funny. Most of it, painful.
And look, I get that age is completely a reasonable issue. It's in everybody's mind. And everyone, by everyone, I mean the New York Times. Headline. Biden's advanced age is a big issue. Trump's, however, is not. Sorry, that was a New York Times pitch spot. I apologize.
So the punchline is when?
You might think I don't like Rupert Murdoch. That's simply not true. How could I dislike a guy who makes me look like Harry Styles? Call me old. I call it being seasoned.
So, you know, at a certain point when people like want you to do well and you're not really, but they're trying hard to support you because the press wants him to get reelected. That's kind of what this felt like is, you know, now I will say, I told you he had, let's say I got one, two, I have three marked on my list that were funny. Prepare yourselves. This one's funny.
You say I'm ancient. I say I'm wise. You say I'm over the hill. Don Lemon would say that's a man in his prime.
Don Lemon would say that's a man in his prime. I mean, that's a good joke. That's a good joke.
I want to know who wrote that one.
Yeah, he didn't write it. But that's okay. They don't write their jokes for this. And a lot of it, honestly, was just kind of weird and mean. You know, like, a lot of the times, of course, Democrats will make fun of Fox and Republicans will make fun of MSNBC and CNN and whatever. That's fine. I like a good jab at my side. I enjoy that. I actually laugh typically more at the jabs at my side because if they're on target, they're hilarious. That's how it should be. It just didn't turn out that way here. It was just mean, basically.
I want everyone to have fun tonight, but please be safe. If you find yourself disoriented or confused, it's either you're drunk or Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I think she's nuts too, but is that funny? Is that cute? Not really.
I love NPR.
Known fact.
Because they whisper into the mic like I do.
See, that's okay. That's okay funny. I love are you at Parks and Rec, Jenna?
Yes.
I know you like The Office.
Oh,
Parks
yes.
Rec. Best part of Parks and Rec is the NPR satires.
Oh, so good.
That's the, and joining me now.
They nail it every time.
Mark Smith filling in for Marjorie Taylor, who's filling in for, who's on vacation, who's filling in for me.
It's so good.
I'm sorry. And now, jazz on jazz.
I mean, like that part of NPR. Yeah, not going to lie.
That's funny, okay? And then back to the White House Correspondents' Dinner with Joe Biden, who's not as funny.
Well, not everybody loves NPR. Elon Musk tweeted that it should be defunded. Well, the best way to make NPR go away is for Elon Musk to buy it.
I mean, it was just kind of like that. You know, you could see the nub of a good joke being there, and the skin wasn't right. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like the bones were okay, but the delivery and all that. And just one last example. You know, there was a fair amount of stuff about Fox and, you know, Tucker Carlson and some about DeSantis.
We really have a record to be proud of. Vaccinated the nation, transformed the economy, earned historic legislative victories and midterm results, but the job isn't finished. I mean, it is finished for Tucker Carlson. What are you wooing about like that? Like, you think that's not reasonable? Give me a break. Just give me a break. Look.
So, yeah. And so here's the thing. As I'm listening to Biden be mostly unfunny, and then I'm thinking to myself, well, at least Roy Wood Jr. is coming. Roy Wood Jr. was the headliner. He's got 25 minutes he's going to do for a set. And I like Roy Wood Jr. I mean, when he filled in for The Daily Show, he was probably the best one they've had for all of their fill-ins so far. So I was very, very excited. And Roy Wood Jr. was, and I'm sure sometime today as I'm talking about this, I'm going to say Roy Jones Jr. by mistake. Because for
naturally.
Here, you know, of course,
naturally.
Yeah. Anyway, but he was just also not funny for the most part. And I think part of it is because his style of what he was doing was not set up punchline, set up punchline, set up punchline, which is the norm for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was, and I looked at this after the fact, all the clips I had cut, it was more of a story with kind of a point and a perspective and some punchline built in around 45 seconds long. Normally, they're about 15 to 20 seconds long, or, you know, 15 is about right. His word, it was just kind of this story again and again and again that he was telling. And unfortunately, a lot of them were just not that good. They were, I don't know, it was weak. It was a bad correspondence dinner.
And also, speaking of drag queens, can we stop with the grooming stuff? Can you stop talking about that? Drag queens are not at a school to groom your kids. Stop it. And even if they were, most of them kids gonna get shot at school. It ain't no problem. Don't groan past legislation. Like they booze gonna bother me. I'm like Mitch McConnell. I ain't got no soul.
So that's a taste of the Roy Wood Jr. Like, what?
None just, of that was
just,
okay.
What are you doing? So there you go. If you didn't get a chance to, if you're like me and you like it every year, don't bother. I'm just, you know, I know you probably, I'm going to go watch it anyway and see for myself. Is it? And then you'll be like, man, I should not watch that. I'm just telling you, it really wasn't worth watching. And again, for me, I'm so irritated because I look forward to this. One of my favorite things to watch every year. And just, bleh. Just not.
Remember when it used to be entertaining.
Yeah. Usually, it's a very entertaining event. 549 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars. You know, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. And, you know, one of the things about them is, like, how they deal with you when you're going through the buying process. You know, a lot of times you go through a used car place and you feel like it's pressure, right? It's, you know, trying to get you to make a deal and hoping that they can take advantage of you before you can, you know, get away with your skin intact. That's kind of how you feel. You go to Frontier and it's very laid back. You know, they're like, hey, do you want to look at a price? I'm like, okay, sure. And looked at a price, thought it was good. You know, can you come down a little bit? Yeah. Can you give us a day to look at it and think about it? Sure. Can you come down a little bit more? We came back a day later. They're like, yeah, we can do that. I'm like, no, can we just buy it? I mean, that's how it was for us. The exact opposite of everything I expect from a used car place is what I got at Frontier. And I mean that in all the best possible ways. So, yeah, do I support them? Do I endorse them? Do I believe in them personally from experience? Absolutely. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Anything else?
A phased plasma rifle in the 40-watt range.
Hey, just what you see, pal.
The Uzi 9mm.
You know your weapons, buddy. Any one of these is ideal for home defense.
That was always one of our jokes. You know, you have inside jokes with your friends, you know, when you're growing up, and that was our joke is, what do you want there, AK-47? Yeah, it's ideal for home defense. That's the line in Terminator. Any one of these is ideal for home defense. Okay. 5:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Federal Reserve expected to raise interest rates again at this week's meeting. The nation's central bank has been raising rates to combat inflation. Analysts predict the rate to jump from 5% to 5.25% when the announcement is made on Wednesday. A forest fire burning for more than a week now in eastern North Carolina, now thought to have been started by a person. The Great Lakes fires now burned more than 32,000 acres in the Croatan National Forest. The fire's about 49% contained, they say, right now. No structures are currently threatened. And a Navy ship has now arrived in Port Sudan to help evacuate Americans as the conflict there continues. The Brunswick, a transport vessel, one of three ships now positioned to assist citizens who want to leave Sudan. And staffers at the embassy in Khartoum have already been evacuated, but they say thousands of other Americans are still in Sudan as of today.
Yeah, and I guess the way they got there is just like we thought. They caravanned with Reapers overhead doing overwatch across that, like, I don't know, 500 miles or whatever it is from Khartoum to the northeast of the Red Sea there, as we got that Navy vessel they're taking, and again, taking citizens. So you got to imagine there's thousands of Sudanese that just want to go. You know, I remember Afghanistan and the Afghanis clinging to the, you know, the landing gear of the plane as it's taking off. It's not like that because it's on a ship, so it's different. But still, you got to imagine that there's, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of them wanting to go who are not going to be able to go because they're not citizens. David, thanks so much for the update. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Tucker Carlson, speaking of some from the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the ratings post-Tucker, through the floor. Like, they just, I don't have any more information than anybody else does about why Tucker was, you know, forced out. I have my suspicions, but until we have better evidence, I think it's maybe unwise to suspect. But yeah, so 1.33 million were tuning in on Wednesday night. Okay, tuning in on Wednesday night for Brian Kilmeade as he was hosting for him. And that was down 56% from the prior Wednesday at 3.5 million. No, sorry, 3 million. Carlson averaged about 3.03, the most popular program on cable television. I actually didn't know that. I thought Tucker was the most popular. And then Carlson did the 2-minute monologue video that he released at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, or at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, competing with Kilmeade. So the video's got 62 million views. Not really all that surprising. Anyway, Kilmeade had 1.7 million viewers on Tuesday last, which was down from 2.59 on Monday, which was when the announcement officially came out that Tucker wasn't going to be there for that day. So, you know, it's costing them a lot of money, obviously. For now, we'll see if, you know, they can find somebody who's going to fill in or not and replace, you know, replace that spot. Hard to find, right? Very, very, very popular. Meanwhile, the Army has grounded all the aviation units for training after the 12 soldiers who died within the last month in helicopter crashes in Alaska and Kentucky. They announced this on Friday, effective immediately. Units grounded until they complete training. Anybody in essential missions would stay airborne, but, you know, those who are not. The training is scheduled to take place from today, the 1st through the 5th. Army National Guard and Reserve units will have until May 31st to complete the training because, of course, they're not always, you know, undergoing training. The move grounds all Army's aviators except those participating in critical missions until they complete the required training to make sure that we don't have a repeat or, you know, we cut down on the chance. There's always, like, aviation's a dangerous business. It just is. There's no way around it. But obviously you want to cut down on the risks, especially the risks in situations where, you know, it didn't have to happen. That's obviously the biggest concern. So that's where they're at with that. Meanwhile, you planning to watch? Do you get at all excited about the Royals, Jenna? Jenna's filling in for Candy today again. She'll be back tomorrow. You get excited about the Royals and the Queen and the King and any of that stuff? It work you up at all?
It does nothing for
okay,
me.
Okay, same here. Yeah, I got nothing. It's a weird system to imagine that people would inherit any kind of political power on the basis of their blood, that they're special people, you know? Yeah. I'm not a racist, so I don't believe in royalty. You know, also, like, that God designated them. I'm not saying it's incompatible with a biblical view, because in the Bible you had chosen people, and they, hereditary descendants of people, became sure. kings, and, you know, the line of Judah is Jesus. Okay, so that's fine. But, you know, in the modern era, I'm not so comfortable with all this. Interesting addition to the coronation ceremony that is coming up is there's going to be a portion in there where you can play along if you are a British subject. And one of the announcements planned during the service will be the following. All who so desire in the Abbey, Westminster Abbey, and elsewhere, say together, I swear that I will pay true allegiance to your majesty and to your heirs and successors according to the law. So help me God. So there's a loyalty oath portion.
And they all, like, give blood.
And so organizers say that swearing allegiance to Charles, the pledge of allegiance to the king, will, when requested by the Archbishop of Canterbury, is voluntary but encouraged. So you don't have to if you're a British subject, but, you know, we're kind of hoping you'll play along and learn to love the king because you've pledged allegiance to him. So here's the one. If you think this is weird and creepy, my hand is raised. Then again, keep in mind, we're probably already opponents of the concept of monarchy, so that seems
it's
weird
so
to begin
2023.
With. But if you believe in the monarchy, maybe this is just audience participation.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.